Hey, Product Boss. It's that time of year again. The holiday season is just around the corner. And here at the Product Boss, we are getting prepared early for the holiday season. Now, we know you're going to have a lot more than turkey and pumpkin pie on your plate later this year. So we want to invite you to our free 3-part workshop series, The Product Boss's Guide to Getting Holiday Ready and Recession-Proofing Your Business. Now, these workshops are brand new and revamped, and we're sharing some of the biggest tips and tricks on how to prepare yourself and your business so you can 2x your sales without 2xing your efforts. And with talks of a down economy, we want to make sure that you feel confident and prepared to push through no matter what. Listen, Product Boss, if we've learned anything over the past 2 years, we know you've got this, and we're stronger building our businesses together. And honestly, we have way too much fun to call it work. So the first workshop kicks off soon. Head to theproductboss.com/holiday to sign up today, and we will see you in there.
Welcome to the Product Boss Podcast, where we help product-based businesses grow their sales and improve their strategies.
Hey, everyone. I want to introduce you to my co-host and biz bestie, Mina Kunlosita, an Amazon guru that has built a multi-6-figure product-based business.
And introducing the other half of the Product Boss, Jacqueline Snyder. She has helped launch and grow over 500 fashion apparel and accessory brands, even one of her own.
And together, we share our inventory of secret weapons that will help you dig deep and do the work it takes.
Are you ready? Let's build together.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Product Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Jacqueline Snyder, with my strategically thinking co-host, Mina Kunlosita. Hey, Mina.
Hey, Jacqueline. You know, actually, that's really true because there's this test called StrengthsFinder. So I'm going into this. I'm just going straight for it. Because there's this test called StrengthsFinders 2.0. It used to be called Clifton something something, but it's one of those, like, you know, it's like Colby. But it gives you the 5 things that you're good at, which are your strengths, your strengths finders. And my number one was strategy. I'm strategic. That's my number one strength.
I envy your brain and how you take big, complex problems and you break them down into like such strategic points, which is why I think you're such a good teacher. Now, when I introduce Mina, she never knows what's going to come out of her mouth. So
and she never knows what type of response she's going to get. That's why she was like, okay.
A lot of times I get eye rolls.
Or winces more like.
But this time she's like, you're right. I am a strategic genius.
This time I was like, you know what? That is my number one strengths on StrengthsFinder. So take the test. It's pretty cool. It's based off of a book.
Okay. But aside from that, you know, the last several years have not been easy on anyone business-wise or anything. And as your coaches, as your online business coaches for product-based businesses, you know, there's been a lot of strategy. There's been a lot of paying attention to trends early to be able to serve all of you. There's a lot of just paying attention to what's happening in the market, but also strategically thinking ahead of the game, being innovative and creative so that we can guide our community and our students and everyone forward in times of change, in times of upheaval, you know, in times like the global pandemic that hit. Yep. So many things that have happened that we as leaders need to step forward. So one thing that we're super aware of right now and that we want to bring to you is like the number one strategy that we are seeing, that we are using, and that we're going to speak about in a different way if you've heard other people talk about this, to finish out 2022 strong. And not only that, to carry that into 2023. And I think as a whole, to always be aware of this when we're thinking about growing our businesses, being small business owners and entrepreneurs. So what is the strategy, Mina?
Hold on, really back up for a second there. Okay. Because I want everybody to understand what strategy—
We're talking about your
strategy.
Genius still?
Yes.
No, go back to talking about me.
No, I want everybody to understand why we're talking about strategy. So strategy in my mind is really about the long term, right? When you're thinking about tactics, now people will use those terms interchangeably, tactics or strategy or whatever, but they're not interchangeable. Tactics are kind of like short term, like this is a tactic that I'm doing. And it's like usually like you're doing a tactic, but a strategy is much broader than that. It's much bigger. It's much like the path that you're going to take to go long term or you're going to go down. And so they're much more like, I don't know, like strategic. Having a strategic action is much more different than having a tactical action. So this is your approach that you're going to have when you're thinking about the strategy and what, Jacqueline, now we can move forward in the long, short term and long term of your business. What is the strategy that we're talking about, the number one to finish strong for 2022 and well beyond that for your business?
Yeah. And I think as a whole, it's always been, but what we're going to bring to you now, this is what we really want you to think about, but we're going to talk about it in a different way, is diversification. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again for those of you in the back that are kind of doing something else. Diversification is the number one strategy that we want you to focus on to finish out this year strong and to take with you into 2023 and beyond, because this is the thing that keeps businesses not only afloat, but thriving and growing, versus those who don't do this will eventually hit a roadblock and fail. Not to be dramatic, yeah, but that's true.
Yeah. Well, so diversification, people have always talked about diversification. You know, as we're talking about me in this episode, I do have my MBA.
Let's go back to you.
And this is one of the things we talk about all the time is diversification, diversifying your portfolio, diversifying your strategy, all those things. People always talk about diversification. The way that Jacqueline and I teach it is slightly different because it's a fundamental thing. But at the same time, we teach it for small businesses. Now, big businesses have always diversified. They have always, you know, diversified their product lineup, diversified their campaigns, all these really big, broad things, versus when you're a small business, where we teach it in a very, very specific way, where it makes your life easier versus you trying to do all these different things, you know, from A to Z in order to diversify like the big guys do.
Yeah. And I think those of you who have been in our free challenges with us, like we've done the Bestseller Secrets Challenge at the beginning of the year, we're heading into our holiday workshops, which is the Product Boss's Guide to Getting Holiday Ready and Recession Proofing Your Business, that leads into our biggest challenge of the year, which is Rock Your Holiday Promotions Challenge. So if you want to learn about it, it's totally free. Click the link below. You can sign up. And it is so specific to this, but you all know that we talk about our bestsellers. We mm-hmm. teach you about the bestseller. The bestseller is essential. The bestseller is you go deep on what's working, right? You don't go wide. You're not like, I'm starting a candle company that's also going to have diffusers and room sprays and cupcakes and whatever it is, right? Bath bombs and all the things. If you do well with candles, we teach you how to expand your business in an easier way, leaning and going deep into your best sellers, but diversifying your marketing channels and your sales channels.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what does that mean? That means we're helping you take your bestseller. So like Jacqueline said, let's say your bestseller is a specific candle scent or a specific jar size or specific aesthetic or whatever it ends up being. And you take those and you think, what are the multiple ways I can market and the multiple ways I can sell? And that's how we teach it, is you go deep and not wide. This is going to be a shorter episode because we're talking about this very thing in the Holiday Ready workshops, the Product Boss's Guide to Getting Holiday Ready. So jump into there with us because it's so much fun. It's our favorite way of teaching is in these workshops because we get to work. We have a lot of fun with it. We go live. There's lots of things happening in the workshop. So you'll be able to click on it still in the show notes. But we talk about this very thing, and that's why it's the number one strategy that we really want all of you to think about in a small business way, right? You're diversifying, but you're doing it by diversifying using your knowledge of bestsellers, how we teach you. So jump into right now. I know it feels like very conceptual and cerebral. We're just talking about it, but we're going to actually show you how to do it in the workshop, how to identify your bestsellers, how to take it and put action behind it, you know, and small steps like, and this is all free. So it's going to be really, really exciting to help you make real small tweaks in your business and be able to diversify in an easier way that feels great for a small business.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We only have so much time, right? So many of us are trying to squeeze 100 hours of work into 40 hours, I guess. You know, we'd love to make it 25 hours instead of even 40, but there's a lot of time that we have to work on. Then there's this idea of how do you scale your business without burning out? Like how, yes, I'd love to hit my first six figures or multi-six figures or even $1 million in my product-based business. But in my brain, I have no idea how to do that without feeling like I'm getting buried underneath like this crushing weight of growing a business, right? Like how could I possibly make more? How could I possibly sell more? Because what you know today is different than what your business is going to look like if and when you hit these higher revenue goals. So there's this idea of scaling and production and how to do that. And then also where to focus. What do we focus on that are going to be the greatest revenue drivers for your business? And a lot of that is your bestsellers. So that's a lot of what we're covering inside of the workshops, which leads into, and we're also talking about how to recession proof. Now, this is also going to lead us into our Rock Your Holiday Promotions Challenge, which is where we're going to build the promotions that you're going to get ready in September for a Cyber Five, like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that whole time when you could really turn the heat up on your business and make a ton of money. But I want to just back up to the diversification, and this is what we're going to talk about a lot. And this is really, truly something that we teach inside of Multi-Stream Machine, which is our signature self-paced program over 2,000 small businesses have transformed their lives in this. And, you know, we call it multiple streams of revenue, right? Mm-hmm. We teach people how to have multiple streams of revenue using different visibility methods, which is marketing, and using different ways of selling and where to sell. And truly, that's diversification. Diversification is you're on Instagram and Instagram doesn't feel like it's working. What do you do next? How do you diversify where people discover you and find you? You were running Facebook ads and those aren't working. What do you do next? Where do you diversify where people can discover your business, engage with you? Then it goes to sales. You know, a lot of people are on Etsy and they're like, what if Etsy turns this off? What happens? Or, you know, I got a listing taking down. Well, if you're not diversified in your sales channels, then you're dead in the water.
Or you simply want to get off of Amazon, or you simply want to get off Etsy. There's lots of people that feel Etsy's very saturated and it's hard to compete on there, but you feel stuck. So you stay on there because you are stuck because you only have Etsy or you only have a single platform. But we teach you, you know, in person, we teach you, you know, getting your own website. We teach you Amazon if it's right for you, but it just allows you to not feel stuck anymore because that's what happens a lot of times when you, right before you know that you need to diversify, you think, but how can I do all those things? You don't need to do all those things. You just need to add on a thing and probably dial in something a little bit better. And, you know, so you pick something from systems, you pick something from visibility, which is, you know, as Jacqueline was saying, marketing and brand awareness and getting more eyes on your business. And then you pick something from sales that you could add on. And it's as simple as that. And it feels a lot easier when you use our bestseller approach that we teach you. And then you also get a community around it.
Happy holidays. Okay. Don't think, Jacqueline, what are you talking about? It's still warm outside. I know, but guess what? We want to get you uber prepared for this holiday season because what we want is that you can get consistent sales, right? Have steady growth and keep growing your business beyond always having to offer a discount during the holiday season to drive sales. So if you want to get prepared while it's still warm outside, you can jump in and grab 101 content ideas beyond the holiday discount. And it is a bundle of content prompts, tools, hashtags, and templates. And it includes a 3-month calendar with things to say every single day from October to December. It is so helpful. So go out, enjoy the sunshine, and feel uber prepared for the holiday season when you grab yours now. Just head to holidaycontentideas.com.
Yeah. And so I think what you just talked about is what we teach in our very first module inside of Multi-Stream Machine, which is creating your path to profit. Mm-hmm. So you're all on this journey of growing your business, right? And you all have your journey and you are where you are. So let's just imagine a road. You're where you are, and then there's the destination of where you want to be. And if you do this on your own, you might have to climb a really steep hill to get to where you want to get. And it's just like, we've talked about this in another episode, but like the sun is beating down on you. It feels really hard. And sure, you can get there, but it's going to take you longer. It's going to feel hard. And you might even feel like you want to give up following your own path. Now, what we're teaching and what we teach inside of Multi-Shoe Machine, but truly in our free workshops and our challenge and everywhere, is this idea of how do you have an easier path to the destination you want to get to? One way, the first way, is that we get rid of all the extra baggage in your backpack and we just carry the best sellers. Not mm-hmm. saying you don't have other product, but other coaches out there might teach you, you got to make more stuff, right? I know lots of Etsy people are like, because Etsy created this, make more listings, make more things, have more stuff on the platform. But that's not the way, that is crushing and that is makes it harder versus if you follow the path and the roadmap Mina and I lay out for you, it's okay, let's make your backpack less heavy. Mm-hmm. Let's hand you an actual map because we give you playbooks inside of Multi-Shoe Machine where we're like, here's your journey, create your path. We're going to help you along the way. Follow these playbooks and get to your end destination where there's maybe a slight hill, but it's easier. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're with you and we're cheering you along. Like we're giving you cups of water from the side of the road.
Right? Headphones, which is my favorite.
We're going to keep you entertained. You're going to have other people on this path.
I have one headphone in, that's fine.
And one to make sure you're not being kidnapped.
Yeah, for real. And I literally have a pepper spray in my hand.
But that's what we want you to visualize for yourself. And a lot of that comes with that bestseller and diversification and how to make it easier and how to make it easier to take the things that are working in your business and diversify your marketing platform. So if Instagram's not working, are we doing more on TikTok? Are we sending emails? Are we showing up in person? How are we reaching out to wholesale vendors? This is everything we teach inside of the program. And then the other side is the sales part of it all, where maybe you were selling on a place and it feels like it's not working. Or maybe you're afraid that if you're only on this one platform, all your eggs are in one basket. And you're like, I'd like to keep this sales platform going, but I'd like to diversify and add another channel of revenue, like multiple channels of revenue to add in so that maybe I can grow it. And so that's the idea of diversification. Can we give an example, a story of a student?
Sure. Actually, I was going to say that that would be a great reason for them to show up to the workshops is to hear about the stories. Because a lot of you that are listening on the podcast right now, you love those small business stories that we have. And it gives you proof and inspiration that you can do it as well. We can give an example of a story, but I think that, you know, in order for them to really benefit from, you know, what we have in the workshops and everything like that, that show up, sign up for the workshop so you can hear a lot more of these stories because we go a bit more in depth with them. But you get to actually understand like there is a different path to profit for everybody and what diversification looks like for each person. And that is something so personal, right? So you look at the map and you think, how am I going to do this? Well, we give you the tools, but you get to choose what your personal path to profit is. And each person has done it in different ways. And that's the beauty of all of this is that you get to be part of hearing that story and think, oh gosh, I totally resonate with this and how am I going to make that work for me?
Yeah, I'm going to give like just one quick example. We okay. show you actual paths for them. We show you actual revenue generators. We show you, because I know a lot of you out there are thinking, well, it worked for someone else, but it's not going to work for me. I make this kind of product and it's not going to work. I'm a one of a kind person and it's not going to work. I, you know, make custom jewelry and it's not going to work. I'm an artist.
I have a full-time job. I have kids, you know, so many different things.
I have fresh food. I'm a baker and it's not going to work for me.
My customers want me to make it with my own two hands. They insist.
All of you have a reason.
These are all limiting beliefs that we are literally throwing at you that we hear all the time.
And we are going to turn them over for you on their head to prove to you that it's possible. So an example is, I'm not going to give the specific student's name, but we have a student that was really great on Etsy, you know, had a good business. It was a side hustle and she was making about $2,000 a month selling her custom made products on Etsy back in the day. Full-time job. This is her side hustle. $2,000 was good, but you know, she really wanted to go full-time product boss, leave her full-time job, spend more time with her young kids. And so when she went into Multi-Stream Machine, she learned about diversification, but with her bestseller. So she helped discover what her bestseller was on Etsy, specifically how she could scale that product. And she decided that for the type of life and lifestyle she wanted, she would love to be on Amazon and have Amazon fulfill for her so she could spend more time with her young daughter, how Etsy has like a custom order come in and all that back and forth with the customers on how they want it customized. She wanted a simpler life. So she figured out what her bestseller was that she could get on Amazon. She specifically had tried Amazon Handmade. That didn't work for her. She went on to Amazon FBA, which is fulfilled by Amazon, which is Prime. She went from making $2,000 a month to, by adding Amazon, starting to make $12,000 a month on one product. Now makes $30,000 a month a couple years later on Amazon from one product, and still sells on Etsy, but has this beautiful stream of revenue because she diversified. She took a bestseller, got it on a new sales platform, put in the time and effort, and she's diversified her business. And right. That's what we want you to take away from this, that it can feel easy and you can make more money than you've ever imagined without it feeling crushing and without having all your eggs in one basket.
Right. And that was only because Amazon was right for her, right? For a lot of people, it's not. So, you know, it runs the gamut for, you know, what type of path there is. But we really think about the small business and how you all can, and us, we've done this, right? This is how we've diversified. But we didn't do it by doing all the things. We didn't do it by taking all the actions. We didn't do it by burning ourselves out. We did it by thinking strategically. And how can we really think about, okay, these are the things I'm going to focus on, and these are the actions that I'm going to take in order to diversify my marketing, my visibility, my awareness, right? My brand awareness, and diversify my sales so then that I would get more, but I only have to focus on these things. And then it doesn't feel so overwhelming. And I think the stories will prove that to all of you, because you'll see the slight differences, because when you start to make money, when you start to think about how you're building your business, it's really about finessing it to what you want, what your life is like, what, you know, your idea of success is and how you want to contribute to that. And, you know, where you're, what season of life you're in, to be honest too, you know, like some of, like even with myself and Jack, and when we first started, we had no kids and now we have two kids, and it looked so different than when our kids were small than when they're older now. So really thinking about, okay, I have the strategies in front of me, and how do I do this in a way that doesn't burn me out, you know? And so that's really the cool thing that we get to help teach all of you, which is our favorite part.
Yeah. And that's what we always want to bring to you on this podcast, is we always want to bring you the opportunities in front of you, the easy opportunities. And you know that we don't teach paid marketing. We don't teach paid ads, because both Mina and I are bootstrapped, meaning like we have funded our own business from the jobs we had, and we saved money and that paid for it. You know, we've had other businesses while we started this business. I remember I had taken $20,000 of my own money, put it into Cuffs Couture. And luckily when it took off, I was able to pay that $20,000 back. But like, we've done this ourselves, and we get it. As small businesses, it's really hard to play in the bigger pool of like marketing and paid ads and paid placements. And so that's why truly we're teaching you diversification, but also diversification of marketing from an organic perspective, from a partnership perspective, from ways that don't put a road bump in front of you and say like, I can't do this, I can't afford it. But rather we give you really easy ways to diversify your marketing, to get in front of new customers, to re-engage with your customers and to get them buy again. So take this from us. If you're going to write any word down and keep it around you, is diversification. Diversify using your bestsellers. And then stick with us. Come with us through this holiday season. Let us support you in this. And let us support you as you continue into the new year of how to make sure all your eggs are not in one basket, whether it's for social media, whether it's from whatever it is, from marketing, and also from a sales perspective.
Yeah. So we will see you in the workshops, everybody. And we can't wait to talk more about this and dig into it. So we'll see you in there.
Click the link in the show notes. Hey, Product Boss. It's that time of year again. The holiday season is just around the corner. And here at the Product Boss, we are getting prepared early for the holiday season. Now, we know you're going to have a lot more than turkey and pumpkin pie on your plate later this year. So we want to invite you to our free 3-part workshop series, The Product Boss's Guide to Getting Holiday Ready and Recession-Proofing Your Business. Now, these workshops are brand new and revamped, and we're sharing some of the biggest tips and tricks on how to prepare yourself and your business so you can 2x your sales without 2xing your efforts. And with talks of a down economy, we want to make sure that you feel confident and prepared to push through no matter what. Listen, Product Boss, if we've learned anything over the past 2 years, we know you've got this and we're stronger building our businesses together. And honestly, we have way too much fun to call it work. So the first workshop kicks off soon. Head to theproductboss.com/holiday to sign up today, and we will see you in there. Thank you for being here and listening all the way through the Product Boss podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing 2 things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us.